Wednesday, 5th of September. I'm going to have a wee seat in my Nick Holloway Vox inspired hideaway. It's quite cosy in here actually. I don't get the wind in my face when I'm here, so we'll see how it goes. Be handy on those rainy days. Had a great sleep last night, I have to say. That made a difference. A lot of things have been playing in my mind for a long while now. Absolutely long while. I need to get out. I need to get away. I need to get out of here and away to another life. I better clarify that. We need to get away. There's almost not a day now, and for a long while it's been that way, that I haven't thought about where we will go. And I've mentioned this in the past, that I was desperate to get away. My wife was not so desperate. Now, over the past 2 or 3 years, her attitude's changed and she's not desperate to go, but she has admitted that she needs to go as well, and we need to get away and get a new life somewhere else. Life here is changing. It's changing far too quickly. Too many things are happening. Too many good things have gone. The whole place is changing and we need to get away and have a new life. Not to the other side of the world, just hopefully to the west coast or just off the west coast of Scotland. Loads of places to go, so that's been in my mind, but that deserves further thought. There's not a lot going on this morning with me, with my head, my brain. Maybe I should go to the shed. Maybe walking up and down helps. I don't know. Could tell you that there's a wee dunnock looking for the tiniest tidbit. These wee guys have a tiny, tiny pointed beak and they can pick out the smallest of crumbs. Sometimes I've watched them and said, what did they pick up? I couldn't see what they picked up. But obviously there's tiny wee things there that to them, or to us, would look possibly like a wee sweetie. And we would spot that easily. But I don't know what they pick up. I've studied them. I just know whether it's absolutely tiny wee creatures in the cracks of the monoblocks or a molecule of breadcrumb. In the grass. But and just as I say that, he or she has just run off with something much, much larger. The biggest thing I've ever seen a dunnock take, and I don't even know what it is. It looked like a snail, but it wouldn't be a snail. They wouldn't eat a snail, I don't think. It's extremely autumny this morning.
Cool.
Very cool. I have a waistcoat on this morning. Got loads of things to do this week. Going away next week down to Northumberland, where Dean Reed was a couple of weeks ago. It's an old haunt of ours. We go down about twice a year. Spring and autumn, and have done so for 30 odd years. It's funny how things play in your mind, and yet with no real substance behind them, just wee things that run round. Oh, mornings are hard. And I think back that I used to rise before 6 in the morning. Sometimes worked till 8 in the evenings. Sometimes later, but they were exceptions. But I did all that, and I still tended the garden. I still did all the DIY about the house. I still had my cycling. I still had things going on in my life. How did I manage that? When now retired, I can't seem to cope as much. I can't fathom it, to be honest with you. Could I have been so active and so busy, even up till I retired 5 years ago? I could do so much in a day, in a week. Now, motivation is difficult at times. Enthusiasm is difficult at times. And is it a case, once you've switched off from working full time, that your body takes over, or your mind takes over and says, okay, we're finished with that lot now and we're going to have an easy life, so you ain't going to get motivated. I'm not going to allow you to be burning off energy when you don't need to. I don't know. It's very, very strange. It's very strange. Or maybe it all relates back to what I said earlier about needing to get away from here and away to a new life. Maybe the new life will bring motivation and enthusiasm. And I say maybe, and I shouldn't use that word, because I know it will. I know it will. It will be a new start. It will be a new life, meeting new people, doing new things, getting involved in community, a new community. That is our plans, to be part of a community, not moving to any big town whatsoever. A small village that has a community, or a small town. That's the plans, and that's what we will strive to find over the next 2.5 years, because once I am officially 65, that's the deadline date, and hopefully we'll be able to go that year. So it won't be a maybe for motivation and enthusiasm. It will be a definite, and I can't wait. I cannot wait for that day to come. If it was tomorrow, I would get my suitcases out tonight. Think, we've just been here too long now. We love our house. We have a lovely house. We have great neighbours in a quiet little corner, with peace and quiet during the week. And it's a joy every day to come back to this house if we are away. But it's not the house, it's the life that makes a home. And we both realise that it's no longer the happy home that it was a few years ago, when so many things were going on and so much involvement in the community that has now been decimated, without going into details. So, that's the plans, that's what's plays in my mind most days. I've even got to the stage of picturing how my little boat will look, what colour scheme it will be, what will I call it, what kind of boat, wee boat, will I get. And dreaming of just drifting up around the bay's shoreline, watching the wildlife and smelling the sea.